The information and stories in this podcast are for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. Content provided should not be taken as relationship or sexual advice. We are not experts. Explicit language and frank descriptions of sex are discussed. This podcast is for adults only. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to another episode of the Almost Swingers podcast. Once again, apologies for being gone so long. If you do not already follow us on Instagram, go ahead and give us a follow. But we did let everybody know last week that I got pretty sick with an upper respiratory infection. You weren't sick, right? You were okay for the most part, right?
No, I was just tired from work.
Yeah, you were exhausted and you were sneezing a little bit as well, but I was just down for the count. So yeah, that was unfortunate, but we're back. We haven't disappeared. We're here still doing another episode. You're welcome. So a couple things, because we have some catching up to do. We were bored like one weekend and we went to the gas station to get Red Bull, forgot the Red Bull, and just started picking up, what are they called? Are they seltzers?
It's just different can. I guess it would be like can cocktail.
I like that, the alliteration there.
But yeah, I was just walking by and I was just like, I've never purchased any of these like different types.
And I'm a follower, not a leader. So once Owen started doing it, I started doing it. It was contagious.
And we got in the car with a bag full of different drinks and then realized we never even got the Red Bull that we went there for.
We didn't realize that until we got halfway home. And I was like, we're not going back. We got like a couple different things, watermelon, like a Club Tales watermelon margarita, Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey, a Dos Equis margarita, Absolute grapefruit, Paloma, a Four Loko. Don't know why the fuck we did that. Jim Beam punch. Overall, we will end up posting our ratings on Instagram. Just know pretty much everything was shit besides the Jim Beam.
Yeah. Long story short.
The Jack Daniels. I'm sorry. It was Jack Daniels.
Not you didn't drink a lot. I drank a lot.
Because.
And I had a headache.
I was still recovering, first of all. But second of all, I kept asking for ice and you kept not bringing me ice. I said it needs
You said that
ice.
Once and then never.
I definitely said it twice. At least twice. I went, this needs
you
some ice.
You let me make bad decisions by myself.
I did.
Wow.
But. I was trying to get some dick as well. So, but then we both got really tired and just fell asleep. That's like the pinnacle of you're getting fucking old. Yeah. You want to fuck? Yes. Is that how I sound when I snore at night? Is it not that bad? It's not that bad, right?
That's a landmine. All right, let's go on to the next what?
Segment?
Yeah, next segment.
All right, so what we are talking about this week is a little trippity trip that we did to...
Well, no, I thought we were going to do our hall pass.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
see, you don't even know. Oh, you don't even know.
Oh, shit.
I have to keep this podcast on...
Oh shit! Thanks, Owen, for keeping me on track. Okay, as always, y'all know the dealio. It's hall pass time. Hall pass, hall pass. Who's your hall pass this week? This week, the theme. What's the theme this week, Owen?
Anime.
Anime. Anime. We're doing it. We're doing an anime hall pass. All right. We love anime. Growing up, I think had multiple anime loves. I know I did. You know who my first one was. We're not going to talk about him on this one. Let's start with you, since this was your choice and you picked anime this week. Who is your anime?
And if anyone doesn't know what anime is, it's basically Japanese cartoons.
Don't call it for, Japanese cartoons.
Built for adults with more, you know what I mean? It's not Looney Tunes. It's not that. It actually has like substance and
depth
to it.
Yeah.
Story. It's an actual story, an arc behind it.
If you want to get into something, let me give you a really easy one. It's really quick. It's an anime called One Piece. Check it out. It won't take you but maybe like a couple of hours. A couple of hours, tops. Tops. Or Detective Conan. Get into that one.
Okay. moving on. So, my haul pass for this week. I just love Dragon Ball growing up.
We have a lot of Dragon Ball clothing, too.
Yeah, I feel like that's any 90s, especially like 90s boy.
Yeah.
That was like their go-to anime.
Yeah.
And Bulma.
Trunks' mom. Vegeta's wife.
I like how you put it that way. Vegeta's wife.
Vegeta's
wife. I want to... but it was like one of my first like animes where they kind of made the... Where I saw it in like a sexual kind of way where she was wearing like a Playboy outfit.
Yeah.
And things like that. So I was kind of like, oh shit.
Bulma also was a character that like from episodes, like not every single episode, but in different episodes had different outfits while everyone else dressed the same. I remember that. I did think Bulma was hot.
And had more personality.
Yes.
Behind it.
It wasn't just the stereotypical tsundere, angry, but cute anime character. She's smart. You know, she comes from money. She's got goals. Yeah, that's a good pick. I like Bulma. Bulma.
See, I like how when I chose Bulma, you were like, I know you're not about to choose Bulma.
Because Chi-Chi is my girl.
This is how.
Because of Chi-Chi, you didn't pick Goku's wife, Gohan's mom. You
She's basic as hell. Chi-Chi.
Offensive.
All right. Go.
Okay. My anime hall pass pick, it's got to be because this man runs through my mind all the time. Howl from Howl's Moving Castle. It's a Studio Ghibli movie. Hayao Miyazaki makes these movies. Very good animation, very good quality. Love the story. It's actually based off of a British book, I believe, was originally written by, and it was like called The Moving Castle or something like that. But Christian Bale plays Howl in the English version of it. And I didn't know who Christian Bale was when I was a kid, but I heard his voice as Howl and I just fell in love with him. Like when he went from the blonde hair to the red hair to the like bluish hair and how he was so sweet and had so much depth to him. Like, I'm not going to spoil the movie. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. But it's very, very, very good. Love Howl. He's very funny. Okay. All right. That's our hall pass from the week. We are weebs. Now you know. Let us know who your anime hall pass was. We know you have one or find one. And let us know on Instagram.
Oh, another Studio Ghibli. You know my Studio Ghibli Kiki delivery.
Kiki's delivery.
My girl Kiki.
You and fucking Kiki.
My girl Kiki.
Kiki. My other one is Spirited Away, though. Mm. I still haven't watched Kiki, I'm not going to lie.
You're missing out. All right. Now, going into the actual story you guys want to hear.
The story you all are interested in. Okay. So, over the Labor Day weekend, we were trying to figure out what to do. We were really exhausted from work, and Owen mentioned that Colette New Orleans was doing like a Labor Day event. Yeah, party.
It was like a, was it all white or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was all white.
Yeah, all white party on a Sunday.
On Sunday, yes. And so honestly, we had a really fun, restful weekend. We hung out with some friends. We kind of caught up. We took it easy. So Sunday, we were like surprisingly energized. So
also on that note, we were in Texas that weekend, came back that Sunday night, and then went to New Orleans.
Yeah, maybe like a couple, like 4 hours later or so.
Yeah, because I remember I was telling people about it, and they're like, you're in Dallas this morning.
And now you're in New Orleans. Yeah, we did that. But yeah, we went, and I remember, like, right before we left too, I was like, oh, what are we trying to have happen? And Owen was like, I don't know, something could happen. If it doesn't, that's cool. That's cool with you? And I was like, yeah, that's fine with me. And so I don't know. I felt like because we didn't expect anything to happen and we weren't trying to make anything happen, it was just a very chill night. Like, we were drinking. We walked around, you know, had some jokes, talked to a couple of people, bartender, new bartender I hadn't seen before. Really nice, really funny. But we were having a good night. I was horny as shit, though. I was the horn meister, if you might say. I was trying to get that dick. And so Owen, though, like, kept making me wait for it.
I feel like that's the MO of us lately, though.
It is.
Like,
it is.
I'm the one that's usually kind of just vibing, playing coy.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
take your pants off. Do you consent to me unzipping your pants for you? I don't know. And my thing was, is that because it was a decent crowd, to say it was a Sunday, and a lot of the people that we talked to or we met, they were traveling in from the weekend, so it was kind of like, it felt even more so like something might not happen for the most part. Like, but we also weren't trying to make anything happen.
I feel like every time we say we're not trying to make something happen, something big happens.
I know. It's always when we're trying to make something happen that it doesn't. Obviously, we need to just keep going with the flow. We need to stop giving a fuck. That's what we got to do.
I mean, that's basically what we've been doing. It seems to work out pretty well.
You trying to make something happen tonight? I don't really care. I don't really care either. What are we, Gen Zers now? I don't give a fuck about anything. But yeah, like, we legitimately just went in with zero expectations, you know, mingled with different people and groups for a little bit. And then eventually we went upstairs, I think, a couple times?
Yeah, we went up initially just to kind of see how it looked.
Yeah.
Because I know the last time we went, I think they changed out something.
They changed
or something like that.
The library, the sofas.
Yeah.
The sofas are not that, I would say, like, more expensive quality leather, which I understand because the amount of times I've seen people put their shoes on that leather and I'm like, ooh, yes. Leather.
Yeah, no, stilettos and leather furniture don't mix.
Men's dress shoes too. Like, the bottom of y'all shoes be hard. So yeah, that doesn't mix well. So they switched out those. Am I crazy? Was there always three sofas in there, or were there four?
There was four at one point.
Okay. I'm not crazy.
Because there was one that was with its back towards the bookcase.
Yes.
I think that one's gone now.
They moved that one.
Yeah.
I feel like there still needs to be four in there.
Yeah. I think in that room, mm-hmm. early on, a lot of people go in it to speak and talk and kind of get to know another mm-hmm. couple. Where later on, it becomes more of a voyeur exhibitionist room.
Yeah.
So I think they did that to kind of open. Because remember how awkward it was if you got there late?
Yeah.
And wanted to see the action that was going on?
Yeah.
You're kind of stuck in this corner, crowded.
You're right.
So I think that opened it up some.
I also feel like there was a decent bit of single men there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because only day that they're not allowed is Saturday, mm-hmm. unless it's a special event.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the reminder, because I don't keep that shit in my head. But yeah, like, we mostly, at least for me too, I was more so getting so horny that I was just like, I want to fuck in the movie theater. I want to fuck in the library. I want to fuck in a sheer room. Like, I usually am a little bit more coy or able to, like, I don't know, take my time. But I was horny. And also, we had just been having, like, such a good weekend that, like, I had the energy. I wasn't tired. That I was like, okay, I could probably fuck every night this weekend and be fine. So yeah, when we went up there, I think initially there was a couple going at it in the library and maybe like a single man watching and another couple, like, sitting there. And then that couple, I think, like, went off into another room or something. And so it was kind of empty. We went back downstairs, got some more drinks, talked to a couple more people. And then I think you got sick of my begging. Because at a point, I was like, are you ready? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go yet? Are you ready? And you're like, let's go. Let's do this. But yeah, so finally we went into the movie theater because I wanted to fuck in there. We're watching the video. You recognize the porn star in it. She looked familiar to me, but I didn't know her name. You said it was like an older porn video.
Oh, it was Alexis Texas.
Yes, Alexis Texas.
Yeah, I remember.
Who I'm pretty sure was gonna be. I could be wrong. I need to check.
No, you're
this.
Right.
I am right.
Hannah Montana.
So initially, if y'all don't know, Hannah Montana, who we grew up watching, aka Miley Cyrus, was going to be named Alexis Texas. Once they realized that the name Alexis Texas had been taken by a porn star, they immediately changed the name of the show. They were going ahead with Alexis Texas. Thank God to whoever realized or whoever admitted to the fact they watch porn and she's a very...
Hey, maybe it would have added to the lore. I don't know.
I think it would have. I think as being an adult, going from being a teenager, I would have been like, wow, man, I loved Alexis Texas. That was my favorite Disney Channel show. And seeing like adults' faces just like,
What?
What are you talking about? What? Just freaking out. That would have been amazing.
Baby, no, I haven't seen Alexis Texas. She has an amazing ass.
She did have a nice, but it jiggled very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a nice butt for sure. But yeah, like we're watching the video. I'm kind of, you know, I'm fondling Owen's penis. I'm taking my time though. I'm being very
Yeah, no, the whole time we were fully clothed though.
Yeah, yes.
Like it never got to that point because
No.
Because what happened, Gabby?
Well, first in the video, like they were going at it and we started like the video started getting hot. I was like, okay, this is good. There was a queef in the video, which kind of pulled us out because in the video as well, she comments on her queef. And I was just like,
yeah, no, and at first I was like, did somebody pass gas in the theater? I started looking around. I was like,
it was only us in there.
Well, no, there was another couple behind us.
I saw
them. I was like, oh, what? I looked, turned back around. I was like, was it them?
But then,
I was like, that's awkward. I just made a full eye contact with them. If they did, and then, but yeah, then she kind of in the video
she commented on it. I was like, what the fuck?
And then after that, once we got past it,
yeah.
The video started to buffer and it got dead silent in there. And then, you know, the couple behind us started laughing too.
Right. Like, cause it stopped. And then like after about like we started talking for a little bit and then 30 seconds later it started again, but then immediately stopped once again. It just stopped for the rest of the time. And we're like,
well, internet went out.
Exactly. And so we started laughing with the other couple that was in there and you went, share room? And I went, yes.
Yeah. So we left the theater and went to the share room.
Yeah. Went to the share room, basically started making out, lots of grinding.
And we left, because with the share rooms, mm-hmm. Just like we said in our previous kind of New Orleans walkthrough and review, mm-hmm. Of Colette's, it is, you can have the black
curtain.
So nobody is supposed to kind of look in or, you know, you don't want anybody looking in.
Right.
But we left the sheer so
yes.
People could look in. And I want to say as soon as we started making out, mm-hmm. almost as soon as we walked into the room, I felt like there was at least two couples that had already started kind of looking in.
Yeah.
And seeing what was going on.
I was trying to ignore them because I get like I still get a little shy when people start watching. But I was horny that night, so I was kind of like, I very much so wanted it. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to like stay in the moment. But yeah, I think when we got ready to take off our clothes and we looked up, there was about like three or four couples, because then the couple in the share room next to us, they kind of stopped and were looking at us.
Yeah.
Go. So I was like, okay. And, you know, taking your clothes off mid-sex is never the sexy part. Like they show in movies where the guy perfectly pulls off the shirt. Nope, the dress got stuck on my ponytail for a second.
No, I get real stiff. I'm taking off my pants. I'm just kind of like laying back. Trying to get my
right. I'm trying to help. It's like, nope, I shouldn't have, because now we're both doing the shimmy shimmy trying to get them off. I'm like, are you going to help me with my bra? Oh, never mind. I already got it. It's never how they show it in the fucking movie.
No,
it's ridiculous. But yeah, so yeah, we at that point, we basically had finished taking off our clothes. And Owen began to fuck my throat. It was very hot. Sometimes when I'm at my almost like 100% horniness, I want to choke on dick. That's like, I want you to pull my hair, hold it back, and just choke on that thing. And that's where we were. I think we just had really good communication that night, non-verbally and verbally, that just, especially with people watching, I feel like it tends to not be as smooth because we are both a little self-conscious, but didn't have any problems. The flow was really easy. We matched each other's rhythm, I feel, pretty perfectly. And then you turned me around and we, you know, started 69ing. Mm-hmm. But essentially at this point, Owen also knows that it's not too long after you start giving me head that I'm ready to, you know, just get fucked. But as I said earlier, Owen was, I don't know, were you just in a lot of control that evening of yourself? Because there was no rushing on your part. And usually I can like give you head and make it so that you know, want to fuck a little quicker. But you were like holding me in place, making like you were giving me head. And I was like, okay, I'm ready for dick.
Yeah, you want to kind of jump into it. Sometimes I kind of like, you know, the build up to it.
I know, I'm like, fuck the build up, fuck the foreplay, fuck me.
Because, I mean, you've already kind of said it yourself. Like, when I'm giving you head, you can feel kind of my dick get bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And my erection gets, you know,
yeah, like you
more
get
stiff
you and get bigger in my mouth. Mm-hmm. So my, like, literally I've been like, my jaw hurts.
Yeah, no, it's a turn on for me, so it kind of builds it up.
Ugh. I know, but it's so hard for me. If I was a man, I would probably like come super super quick, cuz I feel like be like, okay, I would give zero head.
Oh no, you'd be one of the ones that don't get the call back.
Fuck your knees. I got what I wanted.
Get the 1-star rating. No validations.
No. You're dumb. That would be me though. But you knew what you were doing. So finally, I would say probably, honestly, that was probably like 20 minutes.
I wouldn't say 20 minutes.
No?
I think it was more. You think
it's closer to like 10 to 15?
Yeah, 10 to 15 minutes.
It felt like an eternity for me, Owen. It was forever. But yeah, so pretty soon after, you know, Owen gives it to me. We're reverse cowgirling, which is one of my favorite positions because I can reach my clit And I was just very wet. So it was very nice. It was very nice.
Yeah, we're reverse cowgirl. Yeah. You were facing out towards the entryway into the shared room.
Now that I'm thinking back,
I was fighting with that pillow that they leave on that. I was trying to keep it behind me to prop myself up.
Yeah,
and it kept falling off.
It kept falling, yeah. I just realized that I was probably loud as fuck as well, because it's always really hard to control my voice.
Oh, and at this point, we had maybe like six people.
Yeah.
Outside of the room.
Yeah. I was not paying attention to them, though. I was enjoying it.
I couldn't really see around you.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I was fighting with that pillow and trying to get it, because it fell off the bed, and I was reaching, why are you still riding me?
Yeah.
Reaching down. Trying to grab the pillow. I think you even having to help
me. I did. Oh, that's what it was. I stayed on the dick because, like, you turned your pelvis with my body, and I grabbed it and handed it to you. Yeah, you got it the first time, and then I think the second time I helped you get it.
And then I want to say around this point was when one couple that was looking, peering in,
mm-hmm.
kind of asked if they could come into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think we kind of quick aside, talk to each other. And then also, pre-note this, this is a couple that we've actually communications with leading into a visit at Secrets, but our paths never really crossed.
Yeah.
And we actually spoke over, I want to say SDC.
Mm-hmm.
With them leading into this party, but we didn't see them early on. A couple that we, for some reason, communicate with, but never kind of cross paths.
Yeah.
Or things just don't line up.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had come in and just asked if they could be in the room
mm-hmm.
and then asked if they could touch. But the whole time, you know, we were still
fucking.
Yeah. 69ing.
Yeah.
And then, because I think you had a better view of everything, because I think you had gotten off.
Mm-hmm.
And started giving me head.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wrapped around to where I was kind of fingering you.
Yes. Yeah, you were.
And I think they had asked if they could touch.
If they could touch, yes.
And we were like, yeah. I think they were like touching on your ass, mm-hmm. your breasts.
Yeah.
And I think at one point I could feel her kind of touch, grab onto my dick.
Yeah. Like I remember like she was jerking you off as I was giving you head.
Yeah, because I was like, that's not your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. It was solid teamwork.
Yeah. And then, all right. One thing about me, I am extremely ticklish.
You are the most ticklish person I've ever known in my life.
I am extremely ticklish, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because she was grabbing onto my balls and then rubbing around and then like, but I think you saw my leg twitch a little bit because I was trying not to knee anybody. I was just trying not to knee anybody. One of my most ticklish parts of my body, like the inner thigh.
It really is. And because we've been together so long, I know, you know, really, especially during sex, like where not to touch you.
Yeah, unless I got a good buzz or almost to the point of like, intoxication.
Yeah.
My senses haven't dulled enough to be like touched there.
Yeah.
And I was fighting so hard. I think my heart on might have gone a little bit softer.
It was a little bit, yeah.
Just because I was concentrating so hard not to like flail.
Yeah. And then I think that's why after like not too long after we switched positions again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from your perspective, what kind of happened from there?
So from my perspective, pretty much the same. I guess I'll just provide a little bit more detail. When we had talked beforehand, Owen kind of really indicated that, I guess more so, we would go at my pace. He would sort of give me the, I'm okay with it by asking me, am I okay with it? Which worked really well for me. I think that worked well for you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 'Cause Owen, like if Owen's not going for something, he'll just say no. He'll just be like, nah. But he wanted, and I thank you for doing that as well, because it just made the situation a lot more seamless as well, giving me really like the autonomy to be like, do we want to do this or not? And I was like, yeah, like honestly, I was down for whatever. So, yeah. So the couple, they poked their heads in. They were like, you know, could we come in? We said, Owen asked me if I was okay with that. I said, yeah, sure. They came in. Like you said, we were fucking. And then the wife asked, is it okay if we touch? And you said, that's going to be up to her. I said, yes, I'm fine with that. If you're fine with that.
And
you
we'll,
said,
we'll yes. go with Dave and Emily.
Dave and Emily. I'm going to forget those names.
Dave and Emily.
Dave and Emily. Dave and Emily began to. So Emily had a really nice mouth. Also had very, very nice boobs. I didn't know that they weren't real. Like when she told me, because they complimented my breasts.
And all right,
like,
this is going to be kind of bad.
What?
I never saw them.
You didn't, because you were behind me.
In all and the positions you, that happened.
Yes.
Wow. I should never, like, I saw her fully clothed and yeah. everything, but, like, as far as, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing her tits.
She had very nice breasts. They were very nice. I thought that they were her real breasts. Like, I really, like, they looked really natural, really nice. Because her husband asked me if mine were real, and I went, yeah. Because I was just confused. I was like, wait, why wouldn't they be? I was like, oh, yeah. And he was, I think that's why he asked how old we were after. Mm-hmm. But because I also didn't know that hers were fake. I was like, these are nice. And she had a nice ass as well. Her ass yeah. was very bodacious. That
I got a good view of.
Yes. You remember her ass for sure.
Yeah.
That will stick with you. But yeah, she had like a very, she was a really good kisser. She, you know, was fondling my breasts, her husband. I think like when I was reverse cowgirling on you, like, no, when I was giving you head with Emily, I was, giving Dave a hand job. Dave was crazy. Dave was kind of cray. Okay. I'm going to say should I say this?
What, do you happen to be like, you don't want your ass eaten out?
I didn't say no, technically. I didn't. I didn't know he was going to. Dave was crazy. He was a little crazy. So he did give good head. He also ate my ass out. He did. Was not expecting that. Did not anticipate it. I didn't dislike it. I was like, oh, okay, he eats ass. Okay. All right. But yeah, so I think once we went back into cowgirl, I began giving Dave head. Every so often, I would like hop up and make out with his wife. And then at some point, we kind of indicated that we were okay with a hard swap, right? With the hard swap.
We kind of stopped everything.
Yes. Checked in with each other.
Yeah.
And I'll just say for myself, I don't think that there's anything wrong with stopping in the middle and just being like, hey, I just want to check real quick. Cause I'm like, if it's fine, then it only takes a second. If there's any pause or hesitation, don't do it. But we were ready to go. So we swapped. I was with Dave. Owen was with Emily, and basically I think that was how things continued. I think we were both in doggy.
Yeah, no, this is where I wish I did kind of communicate a little bit better.
Okay.
I kind of went with his flow.
Yeah.
Because he kind of stayed in doggy the whole time.
Oh.
And I didn't want to, like, start doing all these other positions, because, you know, I like switching positions.
I was about to say, I was really shocked that you did. I was like, oh, you're going to flip her over. You're going to, you know, you're going to throw
and,
a leg.
In hindsight, I wish I did, but.
Yeah, it was monotonous.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
She had an amazing ass.
Yeah.
Because we were in doggy, and, like,
yeah, you like
after
that.
The first stroke, it bounced back, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, all right, this is nice. And at this point, I also remember looking over to the left, because you were in doggy, she was in doggy, you guys are kind of facing each other.
Yeah.
There was like a crowd that formed outside the room.
Because then every so often, we were, like, I was making out with Emily while we were, it was hot. It was fun.
I would just kind of switch it up with putting a leg up and different things like that.
Next time.
But, yeah, nah.
Next time. Go with your flow.
Yeah.
Do you? Do you, babes?
Yeah, I feel like I do like a minimum of like 3 to 4 positions.
Yeah, like you per go session. Like doggy, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. You throw a leg up, like woman, you know, flat on the bed. You're kind of pounding. Sometimes you make. It's like, I would call it like half doggy because I'm not quite on all fours. It's almost like that yoga position where your legs are a little extended. And so.
Oh, no, I love the position where you're just kind of laying straight.
Yeah.
And I just put your ass up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You. Yeah. I like that one too. But yeah, that essentially that was. And since you said that, that was essentially like the sex. And it was a really good experience. I will hop over to a question that I have here because something we did, technically there was more, but that I think for us four, that was about it outside of me making out more with Emily.
Yeah. As far as our session, that was it. But there was like, another couple that kept come in,
mm-hmm.
kind of asked if they can come in mm-hmm. and touch. Someone that I think we had spoken to earlier in the night.
Yeah.
And it was the wife egging the husband on.
And that was where my question came from because, and I don't know if I had told you this, but maybe for about, they had been there pretty much the whole time. Emily and Dave had come. Did we say Dave or David?
Dave.
They were pretty much out there the entire time Emily and Dave were in with us. And I could kind of hear his wife or partner kind of like consistently indicating, get in there, but talking to her husband,
mm-hmm.
saying, get in there, show him how to do it, you know, like da 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 da, like in all these different ways. And I wondered if it was a kink or something to egg your partner into sexual situations because I kind of felt bad for him a little bit because I don't think his wife or partner understood the nuances of the club, even though there are multiple signs that say, you know, consent, you know, talk, ask, communicate. And yeah. I don't think she quite understood that.
And with stuff like that, I always say, I don't know everyone's relationship.
Right.
I don't know things like that. So I won't even attempt to like act like I know how yeah. their dynamic works.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what works for them, then that's it. That's what works for them.
That's
but
fine.
I know, like you were telling me, he was having some trouble
yeah.
with performance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in that scenario, someone pumping you up like that.
Yeah.
Where performance anxiety is a huge issue.
Yes.
Like I've had it
mm-hmm.
In one of our first swaps
mm-hmm.
to where I always keep some blue pills with me.
Yeah.
Not a sponsorship. But, you know, if that's what works for them on a normal night, maybe it was just kind of a combination of different things.
Yeah.
So, again, I won't get into it too much. But, again, like I said, maybe it is a kink for your partner to kind of talk you up, almost
yeah.
be like a cheerleader for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, I won't try to
diagnose.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different word, but I can't think of it right now. And that was sort of my thing. I just really didn't know his dick was just in my mouth. And I think that I think my head's a solid 8 to 7 if I'm like into it. And I was into it. Your dick went all the way to the back of my throat. So I'm, you know, but I kind of was taken out of it a little bit because I think the tone, the way it was stated, he seemed sort of unsteady and, like we said, not going to diagnose anybody's, you know, relationship or anything like that. And the wife as well, you know, when she came in, I'm sorry, wife or partner, I don't know. She joined in also a little bit, you know, like she was licking me a lot, was, you know.
Yeah, she turned you into a lollipop, apparently.
She just... Yeah.
Just kind of licking all over you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of took away. It didn't really add anything.
No, and like, because I was in doggy, like, she was trying to reach my breasts, but they were down, so she couldn't. And I was, you know, trying to get up a little bit so that I could sort of help everybody, but But I guess because she was also trying to help her man, her guy, you know, it also became like a little bit of tug of war between them and Dave. And I was like, okay, I'm still a person here, you know.
Right.
Let's get this back on some sort of rhythm. And I think when she began to touch him after that, he got a little bit more hard, but he didn't seem to get to a place where he felt comfortable. And eventually they did sort of put their clothes back on, hop out, and we didn't see them after that. But I wondered, because I don't know why. I felt bad because we've seen that happen to men before. We know that it's a thing. I know that it's a thing for women. When I'm very, very nervous or uncomfortable, I like dry up. I can't get wet and it's uncomfortable. And so I just wondered if that was a thing or if anybody else has had sort of an experience like that. But honestly, fucking high five to us, because that was a amazing fucking night.
Yeah, no, like I said, I got a good view, a good long view of Emily's ass, and then mm-hmm. also at the same time, I could kind of see everything going on with you,
yeah,
and things like that. So it was really hot. Also, I bought a lot of condoms, good
yes.
brand condoms.
Yeah, you did,
and mm-hmm. I always fucking forget to bring
them. And
it was funny
because we had some in the bag and we didn't bring the bag. It's like, why the fuck
so
didn't we bring the
bag? I had to use the ones that they had at Colette's, which it's not great.
They're not the best
they
condoms.
They don't feel amazing.
And nobody is expecting, you know, Colette's to buy the best condoms for us. Hey,
so
we get it.
I didn't necessarily struggle to keep a hard on, but mm-hmm. The size
yeah.
and the hardness of my erection definitely wavered
yeah.
from time to time.
But yeah, I just thought that we mostly had a really amazing night too, just because I know we talked about communication earlier a couple episodes ago, but you know, working to put it more into practice, it gets better the more you talk about it. The more you talk about what made you comfortable, what makes you uncomfortable, what you like. I got it. I got a lot more hot from watching you fuck Emily mm-hmm. as well. What kink is that? What am I? Label me. I'm a whore. Label.
I don't know the exact. The exact one, because it's still in the middle of a full swap, so
yeah.
it's not necessarily like you're just sitting back watching.
Yeah, it was like watching, and I saw her ass too. Mm-hmm. Like, but I like saw your body, and because I think we like all were like sweating a little because it was like it got a little warm. But like watching your body, like you and your leg was up, I was like that view. A1 steak sauce. Pour it all over you. Slather it on you. Lick it off when you're buzzed because you're ticklish. But yeah, no, I was just really, I thought we did a really good job, and we weren't even trying to make shit happen, and it just happened.
Right.
It was a hard swap, an almost orgy kind of. we're gonna work our way up to that. We gotta try to not have an orgy, and then an orgy's gonna happen. That's how it'll go.
We can't sleep through an orgy.
Not again. Not again. But yeah, what do we have coming up? We are trying to figure out what we should be for Halloween. We're having such a hard time.
I think I'm going to do Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to think of like something that's a little bit sexier.
Sexier. Hmm.
Because I think we're going to end up going to a hotel takeover in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and it's a two-nighter, so
costumes.
I think we're talking about doing kind of like a Marvel versus DC,
because
mm-hmm. I think you're looking at Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman, yes.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll do some like superhero kind of costume, and mm-hmm. then try to figure out the other one that we want to do.
Oh, you said that you wanted me to do the Clover's cheerleader outfit again because you got hard from that.
I think we can. that might just be in the personal inventory. You know.
Oh, we're saving that for you. Okay.
For just for now, until another little cheerleader, theme comes along.
Okay, you but, all will see that outfit again.
But yeah, I've been trying to tinker with another kind of costume.
You could do Blade. He's black and you're black.
Something a little, because I think I'm gonna go all in on the cap, so I can use it for other things are also not just swinger related. Since we want to do some like Comic-Con type stuff.
We are reusing these costumes.
Yeah.
You know who I wanted to be for the longest time was Felicia from Darkstalkers. It's a video game. She's like a cat and she's got the really big blue 70s hair and her outfit is just so unnecessarily revealing. She's got like a little bit of fur covering her.
Oh yeah, you always talk about that.
I know. I've wanted to. I want to do that for a cosplay or something. Mm-hmm. I think that I would actually like knit it and put it together myself. But I'm stuck because I kind of also wanted us to do Rogue and Gambit because I think I'm gonna dye my hair. And I was like, oh, I could do Rogue. And I saw a really cool outfit on Etsy, and I wanted you to be Remy LeBeau, my Remy LeBeau with Bo, you know?
That could be next year. Because I've already priced that one, too.
Oh, you
for
did?
For Gambit, and that one's pretty
it's
pricey.
Expensive. Yeah, it's his trench coat, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's a trench coat and the little armor kind of thing he wears.
The women's ones is actually cheaper this time because it's just a one-piece bodysuit where your ass looks really fat in it. but yes, let us know. First one, where's everybody going for Halloween? Where are y'all going? Are y'all going to TNG, Colette's, Atlanta, Canada?
So I feel like...
Where y'all going?
Yeah, Halloween is like probably the biggest the holiday for swingers.
Yes.
In the lifestyle. So definitely been hearing a lot of events that I'm not... Haven't heard before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely tell us where you guys might be going or looking at going.
And what are y'all dressing as? What are y'all going to be for Halloween this year?
Right.
I'm going to be a fully functional adult. A successfully fully functional adult. I like that one. I will be a well-rounded adult.
Well-adjusted.
No panic attacks for this girl. No, sir. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Remember, if you have any almost swinging stories you would like us to share or would not mind us sharing in an episode, in a future episode, don't forget that you can email us at almostswingers@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Gabby and Owen, or the Almost Swingers. Go ahead and follow us. If you have any questions or stories, feel free to DM us. But we will continue Almost Swinging. We will always share our stories with you. And we appreciate you listening to another episode of
the Almost Swingers Podcast. Rare. Rare. Is that supposed to be an anchor woman?
Yes, I was going for Barbara Walters.